Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 6 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey's continuing to move very slowly inland along the middle Texas coast and gradually weaken in terms of the winds as it moves inland. Right now, it's centered about 25 miles to the southwest of Victoria, Texas. Maximum sustained winds right now are about 85 miles per hour. And Harvey is moving slowly off to the northwest now at about 6 miles per hour. So as the winds gradually come down, we're still looking at hurricane force winds near the eye wall and in rain bands near the coast. We're seeing tide levels, storm surge inundation reports of still 4 to 5 feet above ground level along portions of the middle Texas coast. Those water levels are going to stay elevated through a good portion of the day as that onshore flow continues. But right now, Harvey is transitioning from a coastal storm surge threat and a wind threat to a rainfall threat. The center of Harvey is going to meander here over the middle Texas coast, basically through the weekend and into the early and middle portions of next week. And that's going to result in catastrophic flooding, life-threatening flooding from widespread rainfall values of 15 to 30 inches across much of the middle Texas coast and the upper Texas coast, including the Houston-Galveston area, Corpus Christi, Victoria, and then extending into southwestern Louisiana. We could see isolated areas with rainfall amounts as much as 40 inches. And that's going to cause life-threatening flooding over the next several days. So we're really looking at a multi-day rainfall disaster unfolding in portions of southeastern and Texas as we go through the weekend into the early portions of next week. So anyone who lives in a low-lying area should heed any evacuation advice that they're given from their local officials, both along the coast in the storm surge warning area and in the areas inland that are going to be affected by this very heavy rainfall. Tornadoes are also a threat. There's a tornado watch in effect for portions of the middle and upper Texas coast through much of the day today. So please be on the lookout for any tornado warnings that are issued by your local National Weather Service office. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 6 a.m. Central Time update on Harvey.